a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, which we do every night. Hello to everybody on TruthNet Radio. Also to everybody listening on KU Satellite. You gone out, bought the dish, hooked it up to the side of the house. It's there beaming to that satellite there up in the sky, 22,500 miles above the surface of the earth. Isn't this so cool? All the stuff we're able to leverage to bring the message of truth to people, and also the low-power FMs and the AMs that are out there now that are beaming the message of truth to people in their communities all over the country. As I was saying at the top of the show, I'm literally hearing from people every day, say, I want to get one up. I want to get one up. Or I've got one up. This is where I'm at. Excellent. Go, 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 go. How do I get your show? What do I need to do? How do I do this? And it's very, very cool. And we're going to do another micro show here very, very soon. I'm going to get in touch with Mike Jones. We'll get one set up, and we'll go through all of it again for everybody so you can get an idea of how this works and how you can make a big difference in your community. Look, if you want to help get Ron Paul elected, that is one thing to do, is get a micro up and just start running Ron Paul stuff. In addition to what we're doing, because the infrastructure is here for a national network of stations to beam the truth to our local communities. And when we take the fight to these people right in their own front yard, and I tell you, when we do that, it's game over. We win. Because they cannot combat us. When we have the truth. I mean, look at the discussions that we get into with people. And I know in my case, it with some people, you know, they are going to, all they can do is start calling you a kook and a loon and think you're crazy and think you're a terrorist or think you're a liberal when the ideas that you're talking about and the things that you're talking about are neither liberal nor Republican or conservative. They're American ideas. They're the ideas of freedom, the things that people quest for all over the world, the things that we quest for deep down inside the very part of our nature where man desires to be free. And that is it in a nutshell. And a micro broadcast station can help make that possible. And I just am so appreciative of the men and women who have these micros up. So my hat's off to you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It means a ton to me that you're listening every night and are a part of the broadcast, part of the program, that you call in, that you download the shows. Huge, 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 huge. My mind is still blown away by it all. And I don't get over it, and I doubt I ever will. Back in a minute with more. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443.
Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you looking for answers to what's happening? And of course, everybody is. In the morning, pick up the telephone and call 888-211-1715 and request packet F. F is in Frank. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much, much more. Number again for you to dial in the morning is 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715. You know, the idea of the Super Bowl commercial, I kind of like that. It's expensive. And the Midnight Rider Show chat room, they've been talking about it a bit in there as well. And somebody in there, Lucas, was saying that like $2 million a minute. And then, of course, you got the production costs and stuff. But, hey, you know, there's enough of us out there that are doing videos and documentaries that we could put this thing together, you know, to heck with their production costs. All you got to do is get the dadgum thing mastered, and away we go. I mean, we've got filmmakers everywhere. We've got documentaries everywhere. People that can get this done. And I think that's very, very cool. I think it's a darn good idea. And something else to think about. And just like I was talking with Richard earlier, the thing that I think is so cool about all of this is that we're all sitting here. The vast majority of people that I know that are in this movement are broke as a joke, And we're sitting here. I mean, we're so poor we can't even pay attention in many instances. And Ron Paul is sitting here with over $9.8 million in the coffers for the quarter. It's insane. This is great. And I have never donated money to a political candidate. I have never gone to a political rally. My first one is coming up this weekend when the Ron Paul rally is here in Oklahoma City on the 2nd, on Sunday, at 2 p.m., right there in front of the state capitol. And I'm stoked about going to that. I mean, I'm thinking, yeah, baby, let's get it on. Let's have some fun. Let these people know that we're out there, because we're average, everyday people that have lives, that have families, that care about our families and care about our friends and care about what's happening in this country, and we're not happy with the direction it's taken, and we want our country back. Now, if people want to, like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Limbaugh and idiots like O'Reilly and his no-spin zone, which is the equivalent to clogged toilet, if they want to call me a terrorist, then fine. Call me a freaking terrorist. I don't care. Because, gentlemen, just because you call me that, it doesn't make me that. Because what I am, sir, is somebody that wants the best for my family. I want the best possible future for them. And this little neocon adventure that we've had, and this adventure that we've been underway for now over 60 years, it's time it stops. It's time that the very people who sit in the shadows and rub their grubby little hands around, thinking that they own us and thinking that they control us, it's time it stops. I'm a free individual. I will think the way I want. I will do what I want. And it's time that we start acting like that. I'm not going to go to your little free speech cage, because that's no speech at all. I am a free speech zone, you fools. Go ahead. Taser me, bro. I mean, I'm at the point I don't care anymore about these people, you know, what they think, what they want to do, because I know that in the end, the human spirit is so great and love is so great. They don't stand a chance in the end. They're going to knock us around. They're going to slap us around. We're going to take some hits. We're going to get hurt. But that's the cost of freedom, folks. That's the cost of freedom. And it never has been cheap. And it never has been free. And, Lord, I wish it was. I mean, it'd be nice if freedom came on the back of a box of Raisin Bran or something, you know, that you just peel it off. Hey, I got freedom right here. Okay, you're good to go here. Come on in now. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. And so many people pay a price. People like Edna Lane Brown, Rick Stanley, Danny Riley, Serino Gonzalez, Jason Gerhardt, Bob Wolf, sitting in jail. Sherry Peel Jackson going to go to jail in early next year. Erwin Schiff. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of people who have paid the price and are paying the price for freedom, and that are paving a way and making a path for you and me to see our way through. And we cannot forget them. And look, and folks, during this time of year, I know they would love letters. I know in Rick Stanley's case, I don't think he can receive money, but I know he would like some letters. Edna Lane Brown, they have accounts set up. They have to buy everything. And it's time of year, put a little money there in their account. And so they can get the things that they need. And send them a letter and let them know they're not forgotten, that we love them. And we appreciate their sacrifice for what they did. And it lets these yaks know, the little jailers know that, hey, There's a whole lot of us out here that think just like they do. That's one way of letting these people know, hey, we ain't going away. We're not going to disappear. We're not going anywhere. We're here to stay. Jim in New York, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider, sir. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Mike, how are you tonight?
I am great. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Listen, first I just want to mention that I'm glad that you acknowledge all of us little micro-broadcasters every evening. It's really pleasant to hear that. You know, some people, I think, consider it to be, maybe illegitimate, you know? But we are working to get the word out, and I think I think it was last night, maybe the night before, I'm not sure. You were actually surprised at how many people were actually doing this.
Oh yeah. I mean, because I mean, the numbers are picking up, Jim, and like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I know I've corresponded with you, but I am literally every day getting an email or messages from people saying, hey, I know a guy that's interested in doing this. How can he get in touch with you? What does he need to do? Do you got a phone number where he can call and talk to somebody? I mean, this is literally happening almost every day.
Yeah, it is incredible, isn't it? In fact, I have to tell you, you know, when I first had this idea that, you know, I really needed to do this, something really was motivating me, and I got this done, and I was actually surprised when I started corresponding with other people on the Internet who are doing exactly the same thing.
Yes.
And I was just blown away by how many people were thinking exactly the same way I was thinking. It's good to know that there are people willing to do this.
Yeah, and I think Jim, as time goes on, more and more are going to become willing to do this because more and more people are getting fed up.
Well, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
Yeah, you know what? No, you're right. You and I have corresponded by email for the last few days and stuff, and it was nice to talk to you, by the way.
I enjoyed it as well.
Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you exactly what my motivation is. Every time, see, we need to have these, with this kind of radio needs to be heard. There's no doubt about it. When I first started hearing some of this, I said, my goodness, where has this been? And you know yourself, the mainstream media is notorious for spinning and making us see things. They claim they don't do it, but you know damn well, just like we all do, that's exactly
right.
What they do.
Right.
And a good example of this, I just heard something recently. Let's remember what happened to Elliot Spitzer in good old New York here when he proposed the driver's licenses for illegal aliens. It was almost overwhelming. The overwhelming response was, you know, you either better change your mind or somebody's going to come and find you, is basically what
right.
It came down to. And it took that guy 2 weeks to concede that I guess, I got to keep people happy, I shouldn't do this. He almost passed it off as that it was an inconvenience that he got, that he was told that we didn't like this.
Well, and you know, Jim, that he's sitting there in his nice little governor's mansion going, how dare the peasantry talk to me this way?
Absolutely.
How dare they do this to me?
And what I find happens, and I'm never wrong, it happens 100% of the time. All of a sudden, radio starts to put stories on that are sympathetic to that side. Have you noticed that? Because
yeah.
I know I'm not paranoid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
On Friday, I'll give you an example. Friday, one of our local public stations carries this program at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm driving into work. I was tuning around and I heard this thing. They literally spent over 5 minutes on a story that Mexican President Felipe Calderon was going to have a chat with American officials about the way Americans perceive illegal aliens. And, of course, the reporter spoke to two people who, of course, had to talk to us through an interpreter, and they told us their stories, you know, on how they're here to better themselves and to do things, and people just don't appreciate, you know, they don't treat them the way they think they should be treated when they in this country. Then they take it one step further and talk to some woman who's an advocate on behalf of more illegal immigration. And she tells her story and says, you know, and basically starts with the same slanderous remarks that,
right.
You know, those of us who don't agree are all, you know, bigots and racists, and we need to understand and be, you know. This is how they come back with the stories on us. This is how they do it.
Yeah, hold right there. We'll come back with more here in just a second. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we've got Jim on, in New York on with us. And Jim, the reason Felipe Calderon wants to come over here and have a discussion with Jorge W. Bush about illegal immigration is because other than the big corporations profiting from the fact that they get this cheap labor, the greatest benefactor of all this illegal immigration is Mexico, second largest part of their economy.
That's right. Because all these folks are coming here making money and sending it back home.
Right, and then in a sense, what they're doing is these illegal aliens are coming. They're taking, they're making money, and what they're doing is they're redistributing the wealth of this country and putting it in Mexico.
Right, that's
and,
right.
And they're driving the wages down in this country.
Yeah, they're ruining our economy. Yeah,
exactly. So they're increasing the size of the job pool, and at the same time, you've got. You have a government who encourages these large companies to move their operations overseas, who actually gives them tax credits and benefits to do that. And so they take their operations elsewhere, which means that the high-paying jobs that we had are now gone, which presses the top of the wage ceiling down. And so everybody is going to meet somewhere in the middle around $7, $8, $9 an hour, and nobody's going to be able to do anything, and the economy is going to be toast.
Right. And exactly. And, you know, and that's why I find it, obviously knowing all those facts, you know, this is why I find it so frustrating how the mainstream media is complicit in getting this message out. You know, they're not stupid. They know that the majority of us don't like what's going on. They know that that we know what this little game is, but they keep trying to spin it. And I mentioned that 5-minute piece on that program. This is how I keep seeing how we keep being assaulted.
Right.
It was totally one-sided. They didn't even speak to someone for 10 seconds who said, well, this is completely wrong. And who really cares what Felipe Calderon has to say about what goes on in this country? Nothing. It was
a total
bleeding heart story, and even the advocate went as far as to say, we even have to change the language of the country. We got to stop referring to them as illegal aliens.
Okay, how about criminal aliens?
Well, yeah, does it really matter? You're still here illegal. It's illegal. If it's illegal, it's illegal.
Right.
You're breaking the law. You're here illegally. And you know, and it's just, I'm telling you, Mike, I see it as an assault, because it's almost as though we are going to beat you over the head with this until you give in.
Right.
And
go ahead and admit defeat. Don't worry about your survival. Don't worry about your families. Don't worry about your way of life, because, hey, you've got to fit in. It's time to be politically correct. Let these people in. Let them kill this country. And I know that they don't come here to do that. They're here for a better opportunity. And if it was me down there, I would probably be busting my butt across the Rio Grande, too. But the thing is, we go back to this government that's decided that, hey, the border's wide open. It's open season. I mean, that's why I'm advocating rest stops and fast food restaurants and things down there on the border, and actually a bus where these people will pay and we'll pick them up and take them to the city, and we can have consulting services, all kinds of stuff to find them a place to live, get them a job and all that, because at least somehow we would start making some of our money back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, so again, I mean, I guess to sum it up is that we have to have, you know, this so-called, and I love it, it's the alternative media, but right. We have to have it. You can call it what you want. We have to have it, Mike. That's why I'm so bent on this whole project, is we have to hear, we have to let people know what's really going on. The only thing that bothers me about that is most people seem to think if they don't hear it on CNN, then it can't possibly be true.
Right.
You know, what I was told, you know, I mean, or, you know, whoever, Dan Rather said, it's very hard. It's an uphill battle. But, you know, if all of these folks are willing to do this micro thing, and you get, I hope, too, that more higher-powered licensed stations start signing up networks like the Truth Net, which is a great network, Mike. I got to hand it to you. You know, you mentioned it's a one-man operation, but, boy, I'll tell you, you must be busting your rump on that. But you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
You know, RBN and some of the other people out there who are trying to get the message out, boy, I'll tell you, you know, the more the merrier, but we need to get the message out. So, you know, that's my motivation, and I hope more people get involved in this and continue to, you know, we can be a force. If there's enough of us, you're absolutely right, Mike, what you said before. We can be a force, and the big guys will have to start taking notice.
Yeah, it's a matter of numbers and scale.
That's
the more
right.
numbers we have, the better, the bigger this thing scales.
That's right. Now, when do you plan on doing this micro show? Because I'm really interested in hearing.
Probably in the next week or two, we'll do one. It's been about a month since we've done one with Mike Jones.
Okay, it's
about time to get one up. Yeah. So.
Very good. All right. Well, look, my station is now the proud. I'm a proud affiliate of three networks. So you know, if I can do it in my spare time, anybody can do it. Get out there
Excellent.
And do it if you have the means.
There you go. Jim,
right.
I appreciate the call. Thanks
right,
and keep
have
up
a good
the
good man.
Hey, you too. Thanks and keep up the good work. Look, literally, you get us 1,000, 2,000 stations. What would be great would be 10,000 stations everywhere, literally. We can defeat them. I mean, we can literally defeat them in this information war, because they throw something out and we're right there to counter it with the truth. That is the cool thing, folks, and it is a real, real solution. back in a minute with more. I mean, oh, man, I just get jazzed talking about it, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
I will never bother you. I will never promise to. I will never follow you. I will never bother you.
I sit here drinking during the break. You know, that just takes a lot of freaking gall for the current president of Mexico, Mr. Felipe Calderon, to think that he needs to come over here and talk some sense into us about the illegal alien problem and how we treat the illegals. Now, look, I'm not for them being abused like many of them are. I know a lot of the women are being raped and sexually assaulted by people who have brought them here, and even by the companies that they're working for. And that's wrong. I mean, it's morally wrong, period. But the fact that they're here, and I'm not against immigration. This country is built on immigration. It was built on legal immigration. You know, you just don't show up. I mean, if you showed up at Ellis Island and there was a problem, they sent you back home. And there's a way that this works and a way that has to be done. Look, if it was just a few coming across the border and they could be absorbed, I probably wouldn't have so much of a problem with it. But when the thing is that what they're doing is totally crashing the economy, totally crashing and changing our society, not melding into it, but changing it, and I have a problem with it. The fact that these people are coming here disease-ridden, we've got tuberculosis coming back again, leprosy's coming back, a number of diseases that we hadn't been seeing here in this country are right back front and center. And Felipe wants to come and have a chat with us. Well, Felipe, why don't you come on over? We'll get together. We'll have a meeting. John in New York, welcome to the program. How are you tonight, sir?
Yes, and always never forget that when one, you know, it's like a little dam with a trickle coming in. When one comes in, besides having the babies and the 10 other relatives, that's, you know, you got to use that multiplying factor on that. Plus, two-thirds of the prison is probably full of Mexicans. There's more Mexicans here than is in Mexico, they say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they've all left here. I mean, look, I mean, Calderon's got a good thing going on down there. He's getting all this money that gets sent back, which gets put into his economy that they collect tax dollars off of, but yet they don't have to set and provide any services for anybody down there because everybody's gone.
And they can do all these petty crimes and get told to go away. We can't put you in jail because of the petty crimes.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Like
yeah. I know you were drunk. It was a hit and run, and you killed the lady. But hey, not much we can do. Have a good night.
Right. So that, you know, it just escalates. I just wanted to cover a couple of things. If you have a few moments, I wanted everybody
to go to
Republic Broadcasting and find as many ways to buy things from the sponsors to give as gifts. Because why buy gifts that aren't going to help educate your family? The family or surrounds you are the hardest people to sell, mm-hmm. according to salesmen. They say those are the hardest people to sell. So you want to soft sell them by maybe get the kids some T-shirts that says Ron Paul on it. They won't know who it is, but they'll love the T-shirts or the colors or something like that. The other thing is, do you know if anybody's designing any calendars for the next year that has Ron Paul or maybe constitutional sayings? Everybody should have a pocket constitution on their stocking stuffer given to them.
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking about. I don't have really.
There was a guy last year, John, who did a calendar, and I think RBN was—he was advertising on RBN last year, if I remember right.
I think you're right, but I was looking for one that was a little more geared to Ron Paul and ways to, you know, maybe they would say in the calendar on a particular day, this is what you should do. Maybe the links for the meetup groups, or you know, a lot of marketing ideas on that Ron Paul calendar. And if we can't get one printed in time, maybe we can get some a couple of young people out there to put together some PDFs so we can download them and print up tomorrow. We just go to Staples.
Excellent, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I'll take the pictures, and it may cost us $12 for a calendar, but what the heck, you know?
And let me tell you, an easy way to create PDF files where you don't have to go buy Adobe Acrobat and the PDF Maker and all that, download a program called OpenOffice. It's just like Microsoft Office, and it will automatically allow you to export to PDF. Let you put your pictures in, all that, and it does it just one step. You make a document and click Export to PDF, boom, you're done.
Also, Mike, take a look at a program called Bitwise. It's supposed to be, I haven't tested it out with anybody because I don't know who to test it out with. It's supposed to be cross-platform for Linux, Windows, and Macintosh. And it's got whiteboarding, it's got file transfer, it's got voice, and it's got video, and it's got encryption. And you can do conferencing. So you can do video conferencing, audio conferencing, and transfer files and whiteboarding.
Bitwise.
It's also it has an encrypted form, and it looks a neat way to share a lot of information without having to be totally public. You know, cause some of these things, these file exchange, you have to be, you know, exchanging with everybody you don't know who you're talking to and stuff like that.
Right. And one of the things that I continually look at is the technology. So I will certainly take a look at Bitwise because I'm always looking for a different way to skin the cat, as it were.
Right, and I was looking at the voice and the video conference. It might be fun.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, most certainly.
Another way around Skype, because if you let Skype get too big, then they're going to kill everybody else off and be the only game in town.
Yeah, and one of the things about Skype, too, is that Skype, in their terms of service, has something where that you agree to allow them, if they want to start taking part of your bandwidth and use it as a peer-to-peer type thing.
Right.
And so a lot of times when you hear the quality of a Skype call going bad, it's because they're doing just that.
I think also in the reading it, they also have permission to share any information that you go across with any other agencies.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's some other stuff out there that's being developed. And quite honestly, from a broadcast standpoint, if they perfect some of this stuff and make it easier to use, it is going to be killer. I have tested some stuff, guys, and Manny in the studio will appreciate this too, and I know you will, that I have played music in full stereo. Just a matter of fact, just inside of my network, inside of my studio, but yet from one computer to the next, and it sounds just as good as on the receiving end as it does on the transmission end. And I mean, it is awesome. And they get the bugs worked out of that and make a real interface that people can use, and that thing will be big.
Another gift idea might be buying people a brick of 22s, because that's like the poor man's precious metal. The pocket constitution I mentioned before. Also, CBs, those are so cheap. You can find them on Craigslist and other places used at $14-15 a pop. And if you have two of those, whenever you travel to and from work or around town, you have one that's broadcasting the MP3s, and you have the other one to go into the trucker's channel to say, tune here if you want to listen to more information, because you don't want to block truckers from talking. You just want to tell them where to turn so that you're not putting them off and put them on our side. Also, I was hoping that RBN or somebody would put up a list of patriots that are in prison with addresses that we could all go to and show support, because we show a lot of support. Maybe the jailers would give them better care because they see all the support they have, and maybe the treatment will be a little better for these people just by seeing.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea.
I just don't know where our list is.
Yeah, that's something that probably needs to be done. Yeah, because I mean, there's a whole host of folks that are in. Rick Stanley's appeal was denied, and Ed and Elaine, I think, are still trying to get rid of habeas corpus. And I've been trying to figure out exactly how that's going. And when I read, there's a number of people who are trying to help them, but I'm not really exactly sure where it all stands. But I know they would appreciate a letter. They're very heartbroken. They've not been apart this long before in their lives, and they would appreciate letters. And I know in the case of Ed and Elaine, if you got some extra money, chip it into their accounts.
Well, there seems to be so many of these. Every state's got some, and if there was a place that we could go. So if any enterprising web person out there, because it's so easy to forget this time of year. Maybe I know a couple of the top cases, but the other people that have been away in a while, who remembers those? Especially when you get to my age, you forget so much. And if there's a cool website to find these people to send them a card, that's real cheap support, a postcard, and they would really appreciate it. I was thinking of a T-shirt that somebody could make. Illegals are flooding in, something to this effect. Illegals are flooding in to get your jobs. How do you stop the flood? Get RonPaul2008.com and Damn Hillary.
Cool, excellent. Somebody sent me a picture tonight of Hillary as the bored queen, and I really laughed. And I know you emailed me a picture the other day, John, that gave me quite a chuckle to start the day, and I really enjoyed that. So
you sure it was me? I can't remember.
I think it was you. Yeah, that you sent me an email just the other day.
I did too about the website thing too, didn't I?
Yeah. You sent me two or three different things, but I think it was you. It might not have been you, but somebody had sent me a picture that was just absolutely hilarious, and it got my day off. But I thought it was you.
I can't remember. I sent so many emails to people. I was looking at eBay, and here's a tip for everybody looking for a FM transmitter. When you just do FM transmitter as a search terms, you'll get so many of these cigar plug-in type low power AA battery, triple A battery things.
Right.
You want to add the word WATT watt to it. So transmitter FM watt or broadcast watt, and this will get you something that's 1 watt. I saw on the other day that somebody sold a 1 watt PLL digital LED screen and things like that. I said 1 watt. It's a 4 watt for $149. You scrounge around and get the wire for almost free. You get a power supply from Radio Shack for $6-7. And I took an old TV antenna and cut it down and made a dipole out of it. And so for less than $200, you could have 4 or 5 watts up and running.
Yeah, and I've actually seen an amplifier. It's not as much power as I'd like to, you know, see people have, but it's a 70 watt amplifier.
Yep.
$125.
Yeah.
And there are some transmitters that are out there, a little 1 watt. Matter of fact, this will allow 0.2 watt to be run in it, as opposed to a full watt. And it'll put out the 70 from what I'm reading, and I'm real tempted to play with it. Plus, I've seen a couple of other little transmitters that have popped up on there that I would like to hear if somebody has tried them to see how well they do. But I mean, there's so many different ways to skin this cat. But just as long as people are getting them up, that's the key thing.
That email I sent you, the one I remember, it was all about some of the micro FMs, and one of them was a place out in Berkeley. They do a summer camp, and they have people come in mm-hmm. and build their own FM transmitters over a couple of days.
Right, and he's still doing that, right?
Yes, and I think it was freeberkeley.com or something like that.
I think so, or that or .org. I used to go to that website, but I can't remember the address.
And that might be a good place to interview somebody, and maybe you could get a wholesale from that. Now, I think another one's fmkit.com also. I'm not sure.
Right.
But these, if you find somebody who's manufacturing them in the States, if we could get a dealership, that's also part of the email I sent you. It's about getting the station to at least be a dealer or getting a link to it, because you can get affiliate fees for that. Well, that's all I got, and I better let you go so somebody else can get on.
Yep. John, I appreciate the call. Thanks again. CH in Alabama, thank you for holding. What's a good word tonight, my friend?
How are you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm just fine. I couldn't help but think about your earlier comments about the FM micros.
Right.
Still hoping and trying to get something going down here in Alabama. But the idea has struck me for a while that we could have a central point like the network there or someone's show, and start a campaign, perhaps through volunteers, you know, and have allocated sites, have lots of people volunteer a dedicated piece of property with the prerequisites. Could happen to be perhaps to one alternative location, but two, and have the people have it together, and you get 1,000 of these things up, and you will definitely turn this country around. You get 2,000 of them up, Mike, and there's no telling what we would see.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. And Mike Jones is kind of agreed, I think, to be kind of like a point of contact, a kind of a central location where people can get information from. And I'll get his number for everybody after the break, and I'll look it up here during the break for us. But because I've got it plugged away in a file. But yeah, he's you know, agreed to do that to provide advice. I've got contacts with a few other people that are around the country that I know are doing this, that actually are working on equipment for folks, and you know, we can put folks in contact with the right folks and get them up and running.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a central call-in number or some station or show or what have you, you know, a whole FM micro show once a week or something, however that you all that we could do it, and
right.
Have them strategically located in counties and states and cover the whole country, even with low power ones, you know, not even 20 watts or whatever, 50 watts or 100 watts would be better, and get a centralized program going. Now, I spoke with my friends in the Ron Paul group down here. We're going to blanket the Northwest Florida area with the handouts Saturday morning door to door and do some more sine waves. And in the future, I was told that these groups are going to stay together and be coordinated no matter what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing too, CH, is that these groups are seeing that they're having an impact and they want to remain cohesive so they can continue to do some good things. That's been a lot of the problem with a lot of groups that have gotten together, is that there were just so many things to tackle. People had a hard time trying to figure out exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got an issue like Ron Paul, somebody that you can go out and you can work for. And because he has a real actual message, and hopefully by the time the election is all over, these groups are very cohesive, and they can begin looking at other issues they want to tackle and as a group go after them. And I think that would be huge as well, yeah.
That's
but
the
yeah,
idea. We could tap into that group also for the FM micros.
Exactly, because I've talked to some people in some meetup groups from around the country that have emailed me that are interested in it as well because of their meetup group. And you could, you know, you could get the cost, split up through people in a meetup group. If you're in a big city and you got a meetup group with 200 or 300 folks in it, hey, you can have stations all over town.
Oh yeah, even our little group here, which is I think grown to a little over 100 now, mm-hmm. and 160 miles away in Mobile, Alabama. The possibilities are quite expansive, and that's why I was calling in also, Mike, last night. You know, you see this going on, and the idea is to keep Dr. Paul in at all costs, no matter what, until the very end of the nomination process, so he can display what a sham and a fraud this all is, and wake more American people up. So please, everyone out there, redouble, triple your efforts. Make a video, send an email, make a phone call about this stupid 1959 thing in the Senate.
Greg calls CH. We're going to grab a break. Back in a minute with a final segment. Thanks again for calling. Be right back.
A well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment on tonight's broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org. These are great sites to get your news from on a daily basis. These guys really put out the effort, and they will be with us tomorrow night on the broadcast to go over things that have been going on here as of late. All right, if you're interested in micros, folks, here is Mike Jones' number. He's like the micro kingpin, and I'm going to get in touch with him. I'll probably give him a call tomorrow, and we'll get a show set up here for the next week or so. We'll definitely get it up before Christmas. Hey, ladies or men, what a super gift for the one you love. Hey, baby, I know you's wanting a mink or a diamond for Christmas. How about a micro? Come on, baby, let's put it up. Heck of a deal. Mike's number, 830-997-0339. My gosh, I need glasses. 830-997-0339. You can give Mike a call tomorrow. Don't call him tonight, but give Mike a call tomorrow, and you can talk with him. He'll give you all kinds of information. If you're down in the Texas area especially, I talked with a guy a couple of days ago that's east of Austin that's interested in one, and so I've sent him to Mike, and so there's others, you know, all, like I said, nearly every day I'm getting people asking me about micros, and I think we're literally the only show talking about it, and getting them up and that type of thing, because it's so important. And this is how we get the information out. We've tried to be nice. We've tried to play by the rules. We've tried to do this in a way to do this one at a time. Folks, we're out of time. And we need to do this on a big scale. And it's time to get her done. And so many of you are. And I'm tickled. That is one huge solution. There are more out there. That we didn't get to touch on tonight. One is we've got to stop feeding this beast. We have to find ways to unplug from these people as much as possible. Not unplug from people. Don't unplug yourself from people. But from the beast. To where we stop putting as much of our money into their operation as absolutely possible. And we literally put them on a little diet. I think that is one key thing. The other thing is we got to make sure we're healthy, and I know in my life I'm starting to focus on that more and more. My wife and I are talking about that more and more. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be ready to weather a storm. So start stocking up any way that you can, and start thinking about that, and start giving it some consideration, and sit down with your wife or your husband and your family and say, okay, let's start tackling this, because it's not just a one person thing in a family. It's for both a husband and a wife to do. If you're married, if you're single, then that's a little bit easier. You can just plan for yourself. But if you got a family, that's something you've got to do, and you really got to take into consideration. There's a lot of companies out there that provide the food if you've got the money, and they do a super job. But there are, you know, a lot of people who are going to have to come up with other ways to do this. And before it's too late, sit down and start doing it. I mean, let's put our words to action. Next thing, support Ron Paul. You got extra bucks? Send them to Ron Paul. The money bomb, the mini money bomb has started. And let's get it on. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, it's why we're fighting to save this country. It's all about love. It's about love, and it's about people. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night with the Young Guns Roundtable.